Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela.
Which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Muñoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning in to Capítulo 148.
Last time on Locatora Radio. Was it the Oh My God Like episode?
No, it was actually the Amber Heard, Meg Thee Stallion comparison episode.
Okay, a heavier episode.
Yes.
A much more serious episode, but both good episodes.
Yes.
Tune in, catch up. Tell us what you think.
We like to give y'all a variety. Whenever we do something light, we want to give y'all some substance, some journalism, some research.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of go like back and forth like that.
No, truly. And the conversation that like we sort of covered on the episode mm-hmm. with Meg Thee Stallion and Amber Heard as examples, those subjects are going to come back. We have like mm-hmm. more in-depth discussions ahead around these issues of like women, media, the law, justice, gaslighting, the list goes on.
The list goes on.
But we're going to be adding to that conversation because there's way more, obviously. That's yeah. just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and at the time that we recorded, there had been no verdict yet. And since then, Tory Lanez has been convicted. So that's its own conversation that we're not going to be having today. But like Mala mentioned, we will be covering this in future episodes, so stay tuned, subscribe,
mm-hmm.
so you can get the episodes as soon as they drop every Wednesday at literally midnight. So wherever you are in the world, you can listen on Wednesdays. It was a busy December.
Very busy. Let's talk about it.
It was
because
a busy
top of the list.
All right, y'all. So if you have not seen via social media, I launched a husband. I got married December 30th, 2022.
Woo! I was there. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. You're calling it a micro wedding, which I love.
Yes.
I'm obsessed.
A micro wedding. They became popularized, or I don't know if that's when the term became coined, but during the pandemic when people shifted and had tiny weddings or just like got married, eloped, you know? So yeah. It's kind of like an in-between of elopement and like a big wedding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like a happy medium, which is what I wanted. And because we planned it in 2 months, it's what was possible. So 10 out of 10 recommend, no regrets. Everything was perfect. Everything was what I envisioned.
It was gorgeous. And for a few years now, you have used this term and talked about an elopement.
Yes.
I think I'm just going to elope. And to see how it all came together and how the initial elopement idea involved into evolved into the micro wedding, and the way that the florals were set up and the space and the music and everything was just so precious and just like very you. It was just very lovely, you know, like the whole thing. Everyone was so happy.
Yeah, it was such a good day, y'all. Like everybody was like happy, and it was just like just a love filled day. Like I couldn't invite everybody, but I would say practically everyone there was like my closest friends and family. So that was really exciting. I think that alone just makes it like super intimate. Practically everybody knew each other, which was nice. Mm-hmm. Especially mm-hmm. like, you know, if there's like stress or anxiety about like merging friend groups and families and how are people going to be around each other. Well, like I did not have to worry about that. So that made it nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had like, I planned everything. My husband... So weird.
I don't even think I've heard you say it out loud. I think that's the first time you've said the H word.
And I pause because I'm like, what? Because I think I'm still going to continue to use partner. It mm-hmm, just feels mm-hmm. more natural to me. So yeah, my partner and I, my husband and I, we planned the wedding together. But we had a coordinator the day of, yeah. which was amazing. So shout out Natalie.
She did a great job.
She did an amazing job.
Okay, can I just say, like, I love how Gen Z the wedding team was.
Yeah, so Gen Z.
Like, it was gorgeous.
You need them to keep you young.
The energy was there. Fresh. Uh-huh. It was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So we had El Creativo, who co-runs Cuarto Central, which is where I had the wedding in Montebello. And Natalie and her little production team, so her sister Beatrice, and then Ashley of Brown Girl Travels, who we've had on the podcast before.
Yeah.
So it was just a cute little like network of creatives, of fabulous Latinos, Latinx folks in LA that worked on the wedding.
No, it was literally like a Latinx like production Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Like it was a whole moment.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a wedding.
No,
it was so
event.
Much more. Yeah. It was an event.
It was an event, and I kept referring to it as such, mm-hmm. and I kept saying like the run of show.
There was a run of show. And it was perfect.
Yeah. It was lovely. I think it was a good combination of like extra but wanting to stay a little low key. Like I've never been a wedding person. I've never dreamt of a wedding, period.
Right.
Let alone an extravagant one. Mm-hmm. So it was just everything that I needed and wanted.
Beautiful.
So it was perfect.
And we were talking about this too, like in our sort of friend group of like the gals, mm-hmm. the girls, the gays, the theys, like no one's really married. You're
no.
like the first.
The first and unexpectedly the first.
Yeah.
There were a couple other people I thought would get married before me, mm-hmm. before I did. Mm-hmm. But, you know, circumstances just pushed us to do it quicker or sooner rather yeah. than later. And it was not on my bingo card for 2022, that's for sure.
Right.
But it was also, like, it was right. And it was the perfect, like, next step for us in spite of, like, how out of nowhere it may have seemed.
Yes.
For some, it was, like, not really out of nowhere for us.
Yeah, like, we all knew you guys were going to get married. Mm-hmm. It was just a question of when.
What's so funny to me is that, yes, everyone knew we were eventually going to get married. And so the day of, it was raining. We were like, it was, thankfully, the rain wasn't too bad. It was drizzling in LA. And my prima goes, the sky is crying. because you are marrying a man today.
I'm screaming.
And I was like, bitch, don't you know it's good luck when it rains on your wedding? She's like, no, it's crying.
Bitch, don't put that shade on this glorious day
celebrating
love.
I know. Just leave it to your prima to drag you.
Of course.
At any given moment, even on your wedding day.
The day of.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, it was fun. Your primas were killing it on the dance floor.
They're amazing.
They were cutting a rug. There was, like, choreo.
There was choreo. I didn't get the memo. When did y'all rehearse? Like, What is this? A baile sorpresa?
It was amazing.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Before we move on, I feel like the listeners need to know about your speech.
Oh, God. First of all, I want you to know that I was so lit.
I know. Oh, I know. It was an open bar, y'all. Lit. And it was just endless amounts of Prosecco.
Oh, yeah.
And
everyone there was very happy. Okay. I'll say that.
Mala was sipping on Prosecco all night long.
I really was.
Now, did you have notes? Did you just go off the top of your head?
I talk about it a little bit in my head, and I like go over it in my head, and then I'll write like my bullet points in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it was okay.
It's a combo.
A combo.
Yeah. Why?
No, I was just curious because afterwards my brother was like, "Did you know?" And I was like, "No," but it was perfect.
I'm glad. I was like, this needs to be good.
Yeah, it was.
I must deliver.
She delivered, y'all. She talked about lots of things.
All kinds of things.
But one of the things was about being bisexual and, like, marrying a man. And, well, I'm out to everybody, except I think that there was one person that kind of missed that part of my life where I was, like, actively with women. And so she was caught off guard. And I'm like, that's not, I'm not dealing with that. You know, if you want to ask me about that, go ahead.
Truly.
But everybody else, like, knew. So it was just great because I think that while all the speeches were amazing, incredible, my best friend of 20 years, my maid of honor, gave an incredible speech as well. But I feel like yours was, like, about me, which is, I think, what everybody needs at their wedding, because so much of it is about, like, the couple, and especially if you're marrying a man, like, it becomes very patriarchy very quickly. I appreciated it. It was on brand.
Oh, 100%. And, like, it's got to, it's, look, yes, the hot girl got hitched, but she's a hot girl forever.
Yes.
And let no one forget, God damn it.
You want to marry a bad bitch. You're gonna, it's, she's bad bitch for life.
For, like, life.
That's what happens.
This is, you knew what you were getting into. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So congrats to the newlyweds.
Thanks, girl.
We love. And Diosa looked beautiful. A blushing bride. So gorgeous. And also a very, I want to say, like, curated also look.
Yeah. Raggedy Tiff, a longtime friend of mine and a designer here based in L.A., made my veil custom, beautiful.
Custom.
Swarovski crystals, literally had, like, a mal de ojo, corazón sagrado, like, sewed on.
Amazing.
It was gorgeous. And then she surprised me with, like, this really beautiful floral piece to put on afterwards for the dinner reception portion. And so, yeah, just everything, like, I think was on brand. What was everything that I wanted? Like, I think both of our personalities, but more so mine, like, really shined through the wedding.
As it
should
be,
yeah. With the color palette, the food, everything. It was perfect.
And I feel like your husband, your partner, signs off on all of it, because I think that, like, you guys also have a really cool, like, shared sense of, like, style.
Right.
You have different senses of style, of course, independent of each other. But I think that he can appreciate, like, your eye for things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was like, I think he missed that we were doing fuchsia for the flowers. And he was
he
like,
didn't
wait,
get that detail.
What? We're doing pink? And I'm like, I don't know what else. Like, what else did you expect? What other color, like, did you expect?
Name the color.
It doesn't exist.
Name the color.
No. And he was like, okay, that just means I'm going to change the color suits that the groomsmen are wearing.
Oh, okay.
You know, right. And yeah. I'm like, that's fine. Do that. The girls are wearing fuchsia. The flowers are going to be pink, fuchsia, all of that. So, like, do what you need to do. But the flowers are not changing.
No, work with it.
Colors are not changing.
Work with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was lovely. It was perfect.
It was gorgeous. Photos came out fab. Very dreamy.
Yeah. Shout out Danny Hermosillo. Took our photos. He did a great job. Everyone that worked the event did a wonderful job.
Fabulous. All the way around. The guests, the family, everybody had a great time.
Yeah, thank God. It was the best case scenario, honestly. Because sometimes you go to weddings and fights break out. People aren't talking to each other.
Drama.
Someone doesn't want to be there. Someone gets sick.
Yeah.
No, none of that happened. Thank God.
Went off without a hitch, really.
It was perfect.
Like, very smooth sailing. Okay, wait. I will say one final thing
Yes, yes.
I just want to say the wedding content is doing really well.
It is.
I love that.
I'm like, so you have to get married to help the brand? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what takes you out of Instagram algorithm jail?
Get married.
You have to, like, get married. This is, like, some hetero.
Yeah. There's something.
Heteronormative.
There's something there.
The hetero agenda is being pushed.
No, 100. The algorithm, like, rewards matrimonial photos. Yes. Whoa. Stop. That's nuts.
Yeah.
I think we just unlocked something.
We just uncovered something.
Holy moly.
It's true, because since posting, my numbers have been like gone up tremendously.
You did say this about the story views. Mm-hmm.
The story views are like back up in the thousands.
This is something that we struggle with when you want to post your own work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like peanuts.
Yeah.
Like 150 views.
Yeah.
You post somebody else's stuff, a repost, the numbers
thousands.
Go up.
Thousands. Yeah.
Now wedding photos.
I think for 2023, I want to break free of the algorithm stress and just post to post.
It's a prison of the mind.
Yeah.
You just become like at service to the views.
Yeah. So you basically have to get married all the time. So we have to plan a content wedding for you just for the sake.
I think that there is one down the road on the horizon because I did meet someone.
Tell me about who you met.
Okay. I had a meet cute.
Tell me.
At Vallarta.
Okay.
I was in the hot food section.
Naturally. As one does.
As one does. And I was buying chicharrones, and there was a man there next to me also buying chicharrones, and like I recognized him right away. He's like a famous film actor. He's like Latino, up and coming. I don't want to say who it is.
Right.
To protect his identity and to protect our privacy. But I will say that we started chatting, and it turns out that not only is he like starring in major blockbuster like feature films right now with lines, like with dialogue, okay? But he also, like, his family owns like one of the largest tortilla chip conglomerates, not only in the state, but in the country and maybe even the world. So we exchanged phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He hit me up. We've been chatting. And he, like, invited me over for dinner, like, at his family home. You know, they have, like, a family compound.
Of course.
Yeah. But so he invited me over for dinner. And, like, I'm sure, like, they have, like, home chef, the whole thing. But I want him to take me out.
Right.
So I told him, like, it's an old-timey courtship or nothing. Like, I want carousel rides. You know what I mean?
You've been on this old-timey courtship for a while.
I want the old-timey shit.
Yes.
Come calling.
Right.
You know?
Come to the front door.
Knock on my door.
Yes.
And talk to my grandma and ask her nicely if you can see me.
Right.
And depending on her mood, we'll see what happens. That's what I want. So anyways, I told him that. I'm like, you need to take me out, dude. Like, come on. And he's like, yeah, truly, I do. So he's like setting something up. I'm going to report back after our first date. It's exciting. So I don't know, maybe like there might be wedding bells on my horizon.
I'm dead. Yes. So in addition to you dating and meeting this tortilla chip heir.
Yeah, which is like a big development for me.
Big development. Mm-hmm. You've also been working on your art, on your craft.
Oh, yeah,
so
always.
So tell us about the stand-up. Tell us about the classes you've been taking, Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, by Locatora Productions.
Yeah.
Give us all the updates.
Yeah, I have been working on my craft. I've been at the Groundlings, and I love it. It's so fun. It's such a good time. Doing improv. I've been doing stand-up. Took a little breaky break for the winter time, but there are shows coming up. I'm going to be back at the Chatterbox in Covina on January 29th. The Chatterbox is on Citrus. The show's at 8 p.m. It's going to be a good time. And if you listen to Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, I just wrapped season 2. Go listen to the last episode for season 2, Rain, Rain, Go Away, because it's been raining and storming here in L.A. There's water in the L.A. River. It's like a wild time. And then stay tuned for season 3. I'm thinking season 3 launch for Marihuanera like 420.
Of course.
2023.
It's the perfect date.
I got bangs.
Yes.
I got bangs. So like if you haven't seen me recently, which like follow me on Instagram, you know, because I'm there. I got bangs. Shout out Ashley at the Beauty Box Salon in Lincoln Heights because she can just really deliver a curly cut like no one's business, you know? So go to Ashley. So anyways, that's my whole life right now.
Okay.
Those are the updates.
Those are great updates. I love it. Amazing.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So today we are actually going to bring back an OG segment, the first segment we ever launched on Locatora Radio that we haven't actually brought to iHeart yet.
It's a good one.
And that's Oye Locas, where we answer listener questions. And so we ask y'all to submit listener questions. This time we asked on Instagram with the Q&A box, and y'all submitted. The first question, how is network life?
Network life is good.
Fabulous.
It's fabulous. I mean, it's a different world over here. I mean, a lot of things are the same.
Yeah.
But many things are different. And like we talked about at the top of the episode, is that weekly cadence.
Mm-hmm.
And every Wednesday, the episodes are coming out. I think that's actually like a bigger leap than maybe we even appreciate, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love having the support from My Cultura. I love having access to a professional recording studio. I think that alone has been a game changer, like audio quality wise. If you're a longtime listener, you know, our audio quality is infamous.
Yes.
And it's good to be at a place where no one can complain anymore.
Oh, no. Shout out. iHeart.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Clay.
Shout out to our sound engineer.
Shout out, Stephanie Franco. Shout out, Clay Hillenberg.
Everybody. Yeah, I think to your point, too, like going back to the weekly cadence, you know, having to research and produce on a weekly basis, I think has been a really good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
For me, for us. And yeah, it just keeps me like the creative juices. Like, I'm constantly thinking, like, okay, what are we going to do next? Okay, next question. What advice would you give to your younger self? In the spirit of marriage, I'm going to talk about marriage.
Okay, yes, let's do it. Perfect.
I don't know anything because it hasn't even been a month. But I will say about getting engaged and getting married is I never saw myself getting married before 30. I'm 29. And so I would make this joke that I was a spinster and I was an old maid and I was 9 and 20, right? And to me, it was funny, and it was because that has never been an aspiration for me. I think women of our age have kind of, not everyone, of course, but a lot of the women have kind of broken that mold or that that goal. Like, you have to be married with children before 30.
Oh, yeah.
And so for me, that was never something I thought of. And so I would say to my younger self now, like, it's okay to be single. It's okay to break up with people. You don't have to be in relationships longer. Like, sometimes relationships expire and we stay in them. And so I had a really hard time with breakups in my, since I was a teenager. And I think part of it was that I didn't have adults. I didn't have older folks that I could talk to about being in a queer relationship, because those were the relationships that dominated my teenage years, my early 20s. And so I would say, like, for your for a younger self, especially like a queer person that's like dating for the first time, that it's okay to like try things and explore, but it's also okay to break up with people. And breakups suck, but like, it's better to choose yourself and then focus on you.
I love that. What I would say to my younger self, okay, so I've been kind of leaning into like things that scare me, like going out and doing things that are like a little bit intimidating or very intimidating, and just doing it. You know, I don't know, like, people will ask me sometimes, like, aren't you scared, or like, don't you get nervous or whatever? And it's like, yes, but I've always had this thing where like, I don't care. Like, I'm scared, but I kind of don't care, but I kind of want to lean into being scared and I want to like explore it anyways. So what I would say, and I've always been like that, like even as a young person, and like, it's a good way to like try new things and have adventures and meet new people and like have great stories and just like live like a life, you know, is just like go for it and just, you know, like just work against your fear and just put yourself out there and just try new things. But what I'm also going to say to my younger self is like, yes, continue to lean into that tendency, continue to like throw caution to the wind, like do it. It will pay off. Like, there's a reason why that is in me. But also, like, stay safe. You know what I mean? Like, take care of yourself. Like, have balance.
Yeah, I love that. Because I definitely think, like, the pandemic changed things for everyone. But specifically thinking of social life, right? Like, the party days are gone. Like, those are behind us.
Very much
so. They left with 2020. And so how are we, like, filling our lives now? So next question, how to make new friends in your late 20s?
Ooh, you know, I feel like I don't want to say that I'm surprised that people struggle with this, because I forget that like not everyone is like as like charming and friendly and sociable as I am. You know what I mean? Like,
I hate you.
I make friends very easily. And I feel like part of it is just because I'm online and people don't hesitate to reach out. You know what I mean? And then I like am out and about a lot and doing like all these different things. You meet people when you're out in the world.
I am kind of like a no new friends person.
Like, yeah, you are.
I have like my longtime friends and I make new friends, right? But it's just not in the same depth that like my longtime friends are. But I will say I have made two really close friends through running. And that started, you know, with a running challenge, and it was someone, actually a listener that's now my friend, so shout out Thelma. She would had joined the running club that I have on Nike, and we started like competing with each other. She would be first, I would be second, and then I would be first and she would be second.
I'm dead.
And so we would like go back and forth until eventually she won, and we were like, okay, loser or second place, right? No one's a loser. Second place buys the other a beer. And so that's like that kind of started the friendship. And then I had a friend that was from D.C., past guest of Locatora, actually, Brianna. And she was moving back to L.A. and she was also running. And we kind of just became friends and we started hanging out. And then we did a race together. And I think, yeah, thinking about places where you can make friends, like mm-hmm. a running club. I think it goes back to hobbies. Yeah. Like, how do you make friends outside of work and school?
Yeah.
I think it's like having hobbies, having shared interests.
Yeah.
Going to things.
You got to go out and do things.
You have to do things.
You know, people, we talk about this. People have, listeners have come out to our mm-hmm. Locatora or Marihuanera event and met each other and become friends or even lovers mm-hmm. in some
We've
cases.
We've seen it happen.
We have literally seen it with our own eyes.
Locatora love connection.
Yeah. There's a lot of, not just us, right? Podcasts, collectives, mercados, projects of different kinds, musicians, artists that put on events all the time in LA. This like indie creative circuit. There's literally always something going on. Mm-hmm. Go to those. Go
yeah.
to events.
Yeah.
Where the community, where you think you might find your vibe,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. I think, too, like, the pandemic changed that for me also. Like, I find myself, like, not going to anything.
We used to go to everything.
And that's, like, something that I'm, like, how do I dip my toes back in? Because pandemic is not over. And so 2023, like, how do I start, like, being a physically active member of my community? Like, I can support my friends and other, like, artist yeah. projects. But showing up in person, I think, like, has kind of been a struggle for me because I don't necessarily feel entirely comfortable being in public shared spaces anymore. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so that's like something I'm working through. And so, yeah, I think it's a combination of things. So, yeah, get out there is like the advice, I think. Okay, last question. Can you share any advice moving out of state? I've moved to the Midwest from SoCal and I'm having a hard time not being around my community or culture.
Dang. That's a hard one. Okay. So first, I want to say, like, for the time being, you know, embrace the newness and go explore it. I think, like, it's very easy. Like on the reverse, like, we see people move out to LA from wherever they're from and immediately they don't have this in L.A. They don't have that in L.A. They don't have this in L.A. I miss this from back home. I miss that from back home. And it's like you just got here. There's a lot to learn and see and explore. You just might find something that brings you joy or comfort or excitement. Give it a second. Let it marinate.
Right.
You know, again, leave your house. Go to an event. Get out there. You know, I don't know where you are in the Midwest, but I know that like there are some pretty hopping spots. The Midwest is like not all desolate. This I know. You know, there's life, there's community, there's culture, there's art. Give it a chance. You know, get out there and see what's up. And also there's like, I don't know what your community is. Like, I don't know, like, you know, heritage culture. But the Midwest also, like, I feel like there are a lot of communities of color, mm-hmm. you know, and like immigrant communities. And there's like a lot going on out there. So I feel like that's also where the exploration might lead you.
Yeah.
Is to like the community out there that maybe won't replace your community at home, but might remind you of your community at home.
An extension.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't moved out of state, but my prima recently, or she did a year ago, and she is like one of the first people in our family to just like move out of the state because she found a job and she just wanted to change. And, you know, like we've all stayed in like our little ecosystem in the city that we live, and like we've left and come back, but she like left and came back and then left again. Mm-hmm. And so I have, what I admire about her so much is she has like really like explored the city and explored like different interests. And so she did that by joining Facebook groups,
right?
And so she's in like a Latina, I'm not gonna say where she lives because, you know, that's not mine to share, but she's like Latinas in X city, right? Hikers in X City. And she's also in like a Girls Who Brunch group. And
fun.
So she has like met just a bunch of different women. And a lot of these women are looking for friends.
Yeah.
And that's why they're on these groups. And so she has been able to create like her own little community in this brand new city, brand new state where she didn't have anyone. and is thriving. And she comes back to visit. And yes, she gets homesick because this is where all her family is. But like, she loves the life she's creating for herself out there. And so I think like that's something that she did that was really helpful for her. And she's like documented that along the way and has shared with me and calls me when she's driving, like, I'm driving to this place. I'm going to meet this person. I'm trying this. She started like taking dance classes, and she's, I think, was rock climbing one time.
Fun.
Like, she's like just trying the new things.
I love it.
And so I think like that sounds like maybe the little like seasoning that you need in your life.
That's a perfect example. It can be done.
Yes.
In fact, women are doing it.
Women are doing it.
Look at solving problems, saving lives.
So we like to say, like, this is our advice, but also do what you want.
Do whatever you want.
Like. And so listen to this, but still do what you want.
Do you. Whatever it is, it's the right thing for you. You know, we support you.
We support you. So thank you all for listening to another capítulo of Locatora Radio. This has been our Oye Locas segment. We'll catch you next time.
Besitos.
Besitos. Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.